You're right.
Good evening, councillors, good evening, staff, and good evening to those in the gallery. I'd like to open the special council meeting number 17, Monday the 5th of September 2016, the time being 5:30. I'd remind all present that it is council policy to record council meetings. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on council's website for a period of 12 months. In accordance with council policy, I've asked the Deputy General Manager to confirm that the audio recording has commenced, and he has indicated that is the case. At this time, councillors, I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of this land and pay my respect to them and their customs and to their elders past, present and future. Tonight in attendance we have myself, Councillor Wass, Deputy Mayor Councillor Reet, Councillor Atkinson, Councillor Fox, Councillor Chatterton, Councillor Percy and Councillor Grace. From staff we have our Deputy General Manager Mr Ferrier, our Manager Environmental Services Mr Dool, our Acting Manager Development Services Mrs Stevenson, our Media and Communications Officer Ms Wilcox and our Development Engineer Mr Simon Johnson. Apologies, I have an apology both on leave of absence of Councillor Bastone and Councillor Berry, and I understand that Councillor Winter is on his way. Declarations of interest. Councillors, are there any declarations of interest? There are none. We'll move on to page 3. I remind all councillors here tonight that we are sitting as a planning authority. And the first report of office is a development application 2016179 for Summerlees Road and Huon Road Junction upgrade at Summerlees Road and Huon Highway Road Reserves 26, 10 and 14 Carissa Court and 19 Kingston View Drive, Kingston for the Department of State Growth.
So moved.
So moved.
And I'll just find the page.
Page 30.
I've gone past it. Councillor Percy.
No,
Councillor Chadden.
Second.
And Councillor Fox. Thank you. And welcome to Councillor Winter, who has just arrived at the time of 8:31. So, Councillor Chatterton, would you like to speak to the motion, please?
Thank you, Mr Mayor. This is a state project that's been on the drawing board now for many, many years, and it's a project that we as the council have supported for many years because of the dangerous intersection of Summerlees Road and the Channel Highway. In fact, there's been many press releases over a huge number of years to try and get something done. And this particular development went on public display here at the council chambers probably nearly 9 months or more ago now, and asking for feedback on that, which the Department of State Growth did receive. And we as council supported in principle the facility to go ahead. It's something, as I say, the public have been crying out for some considerable time. I know that it's a major safety issue with school buses of a morning and of an afternoon in particular. The amount of traffic that travels that Huon Highway now is increasing by the day as the growth area of the Huon Valley is continuing. And if one commutes up and down that Huon Highway, particularly any time after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's just phenomenal the amount of traffic that travels through that intersection. And of course there are other intersections on that highway as well, which we as council have supported that something needs to happen. However, this is a development application for that particular intersection, and I think there's a very good report here by our officers. There has been a couple of comments put in by certain people, objectors to, or comments made on various aspects of the intersection to deal with lighting and driveways and so on. But I think everything that I could read in there seems to have been covered quite well by staff and also by the Department of State Growth. And I just support the development, as we should call it, because it's a planning application, Mr Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Chatterton. Councillor Grace?
Look, likewise, I think Councillor Chatterton, you hit the nail on the head. Look, firstly also, Mr Mayor, I think it should be noted that all those that worked, the previous councillors that's no longer on the council, and other residents have fought for so long to get this development, and I really applaud them for sticking at it, Mr. Mayor, because only by putting pressure on these governments we actually get something in the end. If you sing out loud enough, long enough, something happens. And again, with staff, it's been a difficult one for staff because it's been on, off, it's been election promises now for I don't know how long, but at least now we've got something in front of us. And again, too, Mayor, I must say, the consultation done by State Growth, the gentleman, I can't think of his name, but it was a team effort, was nothing but perfect. He consulted with the people, and I got a lot of good feedback the way the consultation was held by State Growth.
Thank you, Councillor Grace. Councillor Fox.
Like my fellow councillors, I'm really pleased to see this progressing. It's always been a very dangerous intersection. We've had the high school move into this area. We've had with expansion at the sports centre and the twin ovals now. The cemeteries are also, the cemetery is on this route, and we've had a lot of expansion with residential growth around this area as well as the Huon. But it's a very difficult topographical area. It's always been very steep and awkward, and roundabouts have been considered and they've been rejected. But to come up with a very clever solution of having this sort of figure of eight intersection going under an underpass, an overpass, I think is a good solution and has the least impact on surrounding residents, but I think provides the best traffic flow. And all the people that I've spoken to in the community think that it's a great design, and they like the feel of it. So I just think it's an excellent outcome, and the report's very well written. It covers all the issues thoroughly, and I'm very pleased to support the motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Fox. Councillor Atkinson.
Thank you, Mayor. I guess the only bit of the report I'd like to comment on, I was pleased to see that there was some discussion between the Council and State Growth about landscaping of the pedestrian ways and replacement of the large trees that are going to be removed as part of this, because it will change the feel of that road coming down into Kingston. We already are a suburb of intersections, and it's going to give that impression more for people that are passing through, so I'm glad that there are conditions here to replace or to compensate for a lot of the trees that will be destroyed, and I'm glad that there's further discussion about landscaping plans so that the pedestrian ways remain pleasant places. It's not just large expanses of tarmac for cars to whiz through. So I was glad that, you know, significant points have been made about that in the report. I was interested as to why in on page 31 2A, it talks about plantings on some of those roads, and it says ornamental pears. I just wondered if there's any information on why we choose non-Indigenous plants for that planting in that condition.
Mrs. Stevenson, are you able to answer that question, please?
Mr. Mayor. Yes, we've had significant consultation with Council's urban designer Christine Anker. Christine's very involved in a lot of the streetscaping sort of works, and we've used the ornamental pear in other streetscape works around the municipality. I think down at Margate it's been used, so that was on the advice of Christine in terms of what the appropriate type of tree was for that sort of a location.
Okay, thank you. And I guess the other thing I'd comment on has been mentioned in the report is, as part of this, we'll lose the informal car parking at that intersection, which is used not just by people parked and riding from Kingston, but by people that are going down the Huon. I know people that work at the fish farm that use that park and ride, and that State Growth have said it's not their issue. But I think that's something that we'll have to think about in the future, because I'm not sure that the car park at the sports centre is the appropriate way of compensating for that loss of that facility. But otherwise, see if it's going to go ahead. I hope that it's sufficiently aesthetic and follows up on those landscaping plans. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Atkinson. Councillor Reid.
Thank you. Like others who have spoken, I'm very pleased to see that we finally have a DA for this, and that there will be the commencement of works, hopefully, in the not-too-distant future, because it's over 10 years since the 2006 election when I made an announcement about some state government funding towards this, and it's been 10 years of waiting and waiting and waiting through subsequent elections. And as someone who used to live within a stone's throw of this intersection, I know how dangerous it is, and the number of times that I would lie in bed at night and listen to screeching brakes and wait for a crash was quite frightening. So it is well and truly overdue. And I was only sitting at the intersection the other day after dropping my children at school and struggling to get out into the traffic, and with cars banked up behind me and people getting frustrated, thinking, gee, we haven't seen these works yet, and then this arrived. So it will be most welcome. I did want to touch on the point about the carpooling, informal car park area that's there, because that is very full every day. And that will be a loss, because I've watched people just, you end up with three or four people hopping in the car and heading down to the Huon area to work. And I wouldn't like to see this. I know the obvious solution is to say go to the overflow car park at the sports centre. However, that is going to then place more cars going in out of Kingston View Drive, where the school is, where there are already significant movement issues. And the school, in conjunction with council, has already tried to address some of those by moving where the buses and the parents drop off their children. But I wouldn't want to be pushing more cars into that area, the people who are then going into park at that time of the day, but also then people who are going to pick them up. So that is something we need to consider in the longer term for this area, that has been a well-used facility of informal car parking, and I'd hate to see us lose that and discourage carpooling in an era when we're trying to get people into alternative forms of transport, not one person per car. But yes, thank you for the report. It's very thorough, and I look forward to seeing the works commence.
Thank you, Councillor Reid. Any councillors wish to add further? Otherwise, I'll ask Councillor Chadden.
I just got a question.
Question, Councillor Grace?
Yeah, on page 33, number 8, the in lieu of stormwater treatment infrastructure, the applicant is required to provide a cash contribution of $46,000, including GST. Council which will contribution to an existing council project. I wish the state government would do some more work down south. We've got a lot of projects that we'd like to get money out
of. So your question?
What's the question? Why is it necessary when others don't contribute to it?
Others do, but I'll ask Mrs. Stevenson to respond. Mrs. Stevenson?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The requirement in the planning scheme is for stormwater disposal, but there's also a requirement for stormwater treatment. And so this contribution, Council has a project, and Mr. Simon Johnson, our development engineer, is here. He can probably expand a bit further on the actual project. But the contribution is that they're required to treat their stormwater, and given that we have the existing project, they're making a contribution towards that. So
I didn't think they'd be adding any more to it, even though it's a construction of road, because they'll run it off into their own existing stormwater, but it might come down into some of these roads where you've got the circles there. But I wouldn't have thought there would have been much more stormwater being put into our stormwater. That's why I asked the question.
Mr. Johnson, would you like to add to that, please?
Is that working? Thank you. Mayor, yes, the issue with the stormwater is not so much the quantity, it's the requirement for treatment of stormwater now under the new planning scheme, in that all projects are required to actually treat the stormwater for contamination, and in conjunction with Council's stormwater engineer Darren Carlson, there are some significant issues just immediately downstream in what's known, I believe, as Bodies Creek, where it discharges down onto, there's a council reserve just downstream of Nolan Crescent, and there's a waterway there. Now there are some significant issues there, and it's been getting worse. And council has a project to do a lot of work in there in the next financial year. So it was advantageous that in lieu of State Grove putting their own treatment system on Summerlees Road, that we combine this with an equivalent to the council project so we can get a better outcome and do the work in one location.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson, and thank you for that question, Councillor Gross. Councillor Fox, you've
got
a question?
Yes, I've got another question. On behalf of some of the residents in the gallery, they're very keen to know when this is going to be proceeded with, whether there's what the timeline is, basically, for this project.
As I understand it, and I'm certain that Mr. Ferrier or Mrs. Stevenson will correct me if I'm wrong, that they're hopeful of starting in December early, and it will be about an 18-month period of construction works. Am I correct on that, everyone? Yes? I'm getting nods around. Councillor Atkinson, you've got a question?
I just had one question I missed, sorry. On page 29, there's a comment about halfway down, just before the H is, it says, impacts on the shrubbery and small trees on this residence property could not be avoided. This impact will be addressed through the land acquisition process. So I just wanted a bit of clarification of what that means, because I know that they're very concerned about trees that they've planted and tended for and so on that will now be mashed. And they were... I'm just interested in what that last sentence means, how it will be dealt with.
I'll ask Mr. Stevenson to respond. Thank you, Councillor Atkinson.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, so the part of that property will have some land acquisition undertaken by the department. So as part of the land acquisition process, there's a valuation and an agreement reached between the department and the property owners in regards to the suitable compensation for that acquisition of that land. So the trees or any other improvements that are on the land that's being acquired would be taken into consideration as part of that valuation assessment and that compensation. So there's a whole set of legislation, if you like, that the department acts under that deals with that. So that comment is a comment from the department in response to that. And so the loss of those trees and the associated value associated with that will be considered as part of that land acquisition process. It's not really a matter for the planning scheme in terms of the removal of those trees is not covered by the planning scheme. So there wasn't much from our perspective that we could do.
Yeah, sure. No, I thought it was worth mentioning because they were concerned about their land disappearing. Yep, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Atkinson. Councillors, if there's anyone that wishes to speak that hasn't spoken, if you'd like to now. Otherwise, I will ask Councillor Chadden to close debate. Councillor Chadden.
Thank you, Mayor. Look, I thank the fellow councillors for their comments and all this support. And I think we're all, like the people in the gallery, we're all waiting with bated breath to see the action happen, and hopefully 18 months is not too long to wait till we get a fantastic result for what we've been wanting for some time, and I just recommend the motion before the Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Chadden. Councillors, I'll put the recommendation, moved by Councillor Chadden, seconded by Councillor Fox. Then in accordance with Council Policy 1.1, Delegated Authority Policy, the Planning Authority resolves that the report of the Manager Development Services be received, and that the development application for Summerlees Road and Huon Highway Junction upgrade at Summerlees Road and Huon Highway Road Reserves 2610 and 14 Carissa Court and 19 Kingston View Drive, Kingston, for Department of State Growth be approved subject to the following conditions. And as you can see, there are 11 conditions. Councillors, those in favour, if you would say aye. Councillors against, if you would say no. Motion is carried unanimously. The next item is on page 40, Development Application 2016265 for Retirement Village, consisting of 17 units, community centre and associated parking at 18 Freeman Street, with a pedestrian walkway over 620 to 22 Freeman Street and 18 and 620 to 22 Freeman Street, Kingston, for BPSM Architects. And there is a recommendation, I think, on page 52. Thank you, Councillor Grace. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Fox. Councillor Grace, if you'd like to speak to the motion, please.
It says here a couple of units have been taken off, so it's back to now 17 units. I don't see a lot. I haven't come across anything that I'm really concerned about. It's another development. It says it's for affordable for elderly people over the age of 65. So that's good, because the more affordable housing we can get into Kingborough, the better. But sometimes they're not as affordable as we think. But anyway, I'm happy to see the wording in there to say that it will be affordable housing. I just noted in this DA, again, Mayor, there's no... The stormwater background, it doesn't say much about. There's no contribution towards any stormwater or roadworks in this development, particularly the amount of money that Council's going to have to spend on infrastructure on Channel Highway around Freeman Street again. But again, I'm not that fussed about it, because it is a... for the elderly over 65.
Thank you, Councillor Grayson. Yes, recommendation... sorry, not recommendation, condition 7, D, E and F do cover that for you. 7, D, yes, 7. Yep, and E, on-site stormwater.
The question was, I don't see where they're paying any contribution to putting it into our system.
Mrs. Stevenson, would you like to respond, please?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. They're not required to provide a contribution, because Condition 7E actually requires them to do their own detention and stormwater treatment. So unlike the previous example where they were paying a contribution for it to go for council to do the treatment system, in this case they're required to do it themselves for their own development. And that's what Condition 7E requires.
Thank you, Mrs. Stevenson. Councillor Chatterton.
Thank you, Mayor. Look, I've had a couple of people come to me on this particular project. Not that they're against the project, because they do live close by, and the Christian Homes for the Aged do own the other units that are there, and of course this is an expansion of the Christian Homes for the Aged development, as most of us probably do understand. But the Freeman Street road is their main concern, and the concern is that the in and out of the development from Freeman Street, and one was wondering whether or not this is going to be a turn left, and on in both cases you can only turn left when you leave the development, and you can only turn left to get into the development. There is, I understand, a medium strip along the road there, and it's right, particularly right opposite a part of the heavy industrial area use of Channel Court. In other words, it's the back of Salamanca Fresh, underneath there where the heavy vehicles are transgressing, delivering and leaving of a day. The rubbish trucks come and go of a day, and the road along there is 40k, the whole of that section from the main part of the CBD there is 40k. But it is, Freeman Street is a rather unique piece. Apparently there was another nasty accident there again last night in Freeman Street, near the intersection of Denison, and there has been quite regularly accidents on the corner of Freeman Street where it comes round into Church Street, and you've got the other street running off to the up near the school there, which is called Sherbert. There's often problems there. So that section of road is not a real... I know it's 40k, but and it's a driver beware and drive to the conditions. However, unfortunately, people don't. And as Councillor Grace quite rightly said, this is attracting people in the 65+. So the question's been asked, Mayor, as far as safety of that in and out, etc., and I don't know whether Ms Stevenson can address those questions, please.
Thank you, Councillor Chadden. Mrs Stevenson, are you able to, or will ask Mr Johnson to respond? Mr Johnson.
Thank you, Mayor. Oh, sorry. me?
That's
How's
it.
That? Yes, the issue of the entrance is actually covered by a condition in the permit that an approved design of the entrance intersection must be submitted and endorsed by a traffic engineer. I anticipate there will be modifications to the existing pedestrian island, where the pedestrian existing pedestrian crossing is currently. So it is conditioned that a full design has to be done and approved, and at all costs to the developer. But I do understand that there may be some concern, but I don't think it's not something that can be overcome.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Mayor, thank you for that. Mayor, the only thing, only problem, it comes back to planning again, and I know my fellow councillors will often say, you know, what's happening with the development or what's going on, and once we've approved the development, that's the last we as councillors have anything to do with it. And here's another example, in my opinion, in due respects, that yes, they've got to come back with this design, but we can't have anything to do with it because it'll be a condition, as mentioned, and we're out of it. So if we don't like, we've got ratepayers there saying to us, beware, 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 and we can only go back and say, well, there's going to be a design. I'm sorry, I can't have any input into it because it doesn't come back to council anymore. So I just wonder at times whether or not things like this, we should be seeing that presented with the development application, because so we can sign off on it as councillors. And I, in due respect, I understand the procedure and I understand what's going to happen, but we won't be signing off on it as councillors, and that allays a few fears within the community.
Thank you, Councillor Chad, and I would think perhaps there that the roadway being ours, and that may well be where it'll end up after the plans are provided to staff. Councillor Winter.
I just had a couple of questions. The first one is that on page 51, section B, talks about, as I heard earlier, about the proposal being fully compliant with height, setback and building envelope requirements. I was a bit confused because earlier on in the report, it listed that as a planning issues, building envelope, setbacks, height and site coverage. So I guess just for, perhaps for my future reference, usually I thought the planning issues represented something where we were providing a discretion or there was an issue, yet we seem to be listing them here as planning issues when, in fact, further down in the report it says that they're not actually issues.
Thank you, Councillor Winner. Mr. Stevenson.
Yes, through you, Mr. Mayor. There actually is a relaxation of the building envelope and that, but it's only in relation to the upper level balcony on Unit 13. So it is an issue, but it's only that small issue. So the majority of the application is fully compliant, and it's just that small section of Unit 13. The other thing is generally in the planning issues section, we'll often raise the issues that have been raised by the representatives as issues because they've been issues raised by the community for us to assess and consider.
Okay, thanks. I'll note that for next time. The other question I was just going to ask is on page 41 and 42 in the background, as alluded to by Councillor Grace a little bit earlier, talks about a result of the questions asked by council, the development was redesigned and two units were removed from the application. So moved from 19 units to 17 units. Can you take me through how that process actually works in terms of a developer putting something to council, are they advised to reduce the number, or are these just purely questions which lead them to reduce the size of the project?
Mrs. Stevenson.
through you, Mr. Mayor. In this particular circumstance, Council requested some further information. So there is an issue on this site with some infrastructure, Council infrastructure and easements, and the units that have been removed from the development were in very close proximity to that infrastructure. Council requested some further information in regards to how the development might actually work, and the applicants chose to remove those units. It was difficult. They would have had to have redesigned them considerably to try to make it work, and so they chose to actually remove them off the application, but it came about as a result of us requesting further information.
Yeah, look, I guess broadly my concern with these things, and yeah, accepting that, that sounds very fair and reasonable, but sometimes I wonder if too much of these negotiations is done before it actually gets to the planning authority that we sit here, and whether I'm not sure what the right answer is. So I guess just flagging as an issue. But look, I couldn't find any real issues with the application. The concerns raised were, whilst reasonable, I'm sure, and having someone being next door, you would have concerns. But unfortunately, we need to abide by the. It's actually very difficult to make contribution. Whatever. Yeah. Okay. I'll wrap up there. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Winner. I've got one question, Mr. Stevenson, if I can, and that is condition number 4. I notice that there are 18 parking spaces overall for 17 units. One will be a disabled parking spot, and condition 4 indicates that at least 5 visitor parking spaces must be provided. On that basis, we are negative in the sense that if the 17 units all have one vehicle each, and I'm wondering how will the developer sort out or work out which units get car parking spaces, and whether that is a fluid arrangement in the sense that as people come and go. I was wondering whether you have any response to that question, please.
Yes. In relation to the parking, they're actually not providing the required number of parking spaces as under the scheme. The scheme does require 5 parking spaces to be allocated to visitors. It's unclear as to whether or not they will ultimately strata title this site or not. Given the nature of the developer and the nature of the development, it may well just be retained in one lot as ownership, in which case there'll be no need to designate on titles in regards to those. That condition was there if they do strata title it, that needs to have at least 5 spaces within common property. In terms of, you know, which parking spaces get allocated to which units, I think that would just be a matter for the developer to decide, and presumably some units may be more valuable than others if they have an allocated parking space, but that would be a matter for the developer.
Thank you, and planning staff are at ease in the sense that not everyone will have a motor vehicle, so therefore that won't create that issue. Am I correct in that assumption?
Yes, that's correct, and certainly as part of the assessment of whether it was appropriate to approve a development with a lesser number of car parking spaces, that was part of what was taken into consideration in relation to the nature of the development and the residents and its proximity to the public transport and the existing commercial centre of Kingston.
Thank you, Mr. Stevenson. Any further debate, councillors? Otherwise, I'll ask Councillor Grace to close debate. Councillor Grace?
Yeah, a good point you raised, Mayor, was the fact and the visitors' car parking. I didn't raise it as such because it's not going to be, well, it doesn't say in the report it's going to be strata titled. But still, even if it is going to be strata titled down the track, it's going to cause a massive problem. The biggest problem I have living in a strata title unit complex is parking. That's caused the most arguments in that complex because there's just not enough parking. We can't park out in the middle of the Channel Highway. And this is going to be the same problem up here. Where are they going to park? There's no parking. Surely they won't park. But people are silly enough to park. I shouldn't say silly enough, but they will park in Freeman Street. unless we have heaps of no parking signs, or they'll have to park on top of the shopping centre. It is a big problem. I'm not saying you're going to fix it here, but it's something planning should look at very seriously in the future, because we are not allocating enough parking in these complexes. Just on finally, Mr. Mayor, and I hope that is just a thought for later on down the track for all of us, but I'm just going quickly back on the on this road, the intersection coming in and out of that complex, and I'm pleased that Councillor Chatterton raised further, because it has me concerned. Councillors, if you walk, and I know Councillor Reid, because we've been on the Road Safety Committee, Freeman Street, Church Street, Hutchins Street, in that circle, it makes us look stupid. As a council, the way we've allowed the pedestrian access onto the roads up there, people, believe me, Mr. Mayor, and I've taken you up there 2 years ago, and nothing much has changed. In fact, nothing's changed apart from cutting a few hedges. Somebody will be killed on those intersections, and we want to make sure that this is not going to cause another problem down further into Freeman Street by that school. Apart from that, Mr. Mayor, I'm happy with the report, but I mean, we've just got to be mindful. It's a very, very busy road.
Thank you, Councillor Grace. Councillors, I'll put the recommendation, moved by Councillor Grace, seconded by Councillor Fox, that in accordance with Council Policy 1.1, Delegated Authority Policy, the Planning Authority resolves that the report of the Manager Development Services be received, and that the development application for a retirement village consisting of 17 units, community centre and associated parking at 18 Freeman Street, with a pedestrian walkway over 6/20 to 22 Freeman Street at 18 and 6/20 to 22 Freeman Street, Kingston, for BPSM Architects, be approved subject to the following conditions, and there are 13 conditions that follow as printed. I'll ask councillors in favour to please say aye. Councillors against to say no. Motion is carried unanimously.